It's your Mountain Rock, Q94, as we continue this Thursday morning adventure. It's a Thursday. Still a little foggy out there, so, you know, you might need to give yourself just a little bit of extra time to get to your destination this morning. It is Thursday, and it's time to cruise on down into Arkansas, Camellia, Arkansas, to the Bayou Resort and visit with Gary Faraci with our weekly Lake North Fork Fishing Report. How are we doing, Gary?
We are doing good, Gary, on this foggy, cool Thursday morning. We're sitting here at 70 degrees. It's pretty nice out, actually. It's not too humid yet, but a little foggy.
Yeah, you know, the afternoons, it's not been bad. I mean, it's been pretty mild, but you can still feel the humidity in the afternoons.
Right. Yeah, it seems to build up in the afternoon. The morning's been really nice out there, especially for July. It's great.
But the one thing that I've always, you know, did one of the old-timers, folklore fishing stories, is when it is mild and the humidity is still high, the topwater bite is pretty good for the bass. And what are you hearing, and what are they catching?
Okay, so I happened to be out on the lake and witnessed some of it. We were fishing for crappie, and this gentleman was around on the perimeter in front of us, and he was topwater fishing, mm-hmm. and we saw him pull in several fish. So yeah, that's absolutely true. I'm not saying it works for everybody, and you know what bait you use. I had, but he was doing well.
And a lot of people too, you know, when it's like this and the topwater bite, that single spin spinner bait is a lot of fun.
It is, and I talked to two gentlemen in particular. They were using a particular color in the tater bait and with no weight on or anything, just putting a worm hook in it, mm-hmm. and using that, working it on the top, and they were killing them. That's what they told me.
Oh, wow.
A couple of younger gentlemen, I asked them, what made you even try to do that with that bait? And they said, we were just messing around and stuff, and it just... one color, I can't remember it off the top of my head, but it just took off. It was crazy, they said, and that they've been doing okay with it.
That's spectacular. What about the crappie bite? Crappie fishermen doing any good?
Most of them, I haven't seen any limits this past week, but live bait still seems to be the ticket for most of them. I know a few of the guides out there, they just simply use plastic, but regular fishermen I've been talking to this past week, they seem to think that the live bait is the best way on it. And they've been 18 to 20 feet deep over the beds, and they've been doing okay. You know, 8, 9, 10, no limits, but mm-hmm. quite a few fish and some nice good size, you know, 12, 14-inch fish. So it's been pretty good.
I've been seeing some really nice-sized stripers.
Oh, my gosh.
This is the time of year. This is you can catch some pretty big stripers this time of year.
Oh, my gosh. They've been hitting it hard, and some, like you said, some good-sized ones. It's incredible. They're a little bit deeper now, and they're heading down towards the dam. They seem to be a little bit more active this past week, and I've seen some really nice and good-sized stripers being pulled out.
Mm-hmm. And it's fun, you know. Catching them, it's different. It's an adjustment. But once you start catching them, you're like, wow, this is fun.
Yeah, it's you really, no pun intended, will maybe get hooked on it.
That's right. And now, also, the catfishing. I've been seeing a lot of people posting pictures of catfish.
Catfish has been really good, whether you're using live bait like perch or brim or shiners. That's worked good for a lot of people. Some people are using shrimp, jug lines, trout lines. It's that time of year, the end of July and into August and that, and I've seen some good numbers of catfish.
It's making me hungry, thinking about catfish nuggets and some hush puppies, you know?
Yeah, we had this one couple down here that were doing trout lines, and they were camping down here by the lake, and they brought us up a plate of fresh cooked catfish, and oh my, there's nothing like it. I tell you, it's so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. And of course, any mermaids?
No mermaids this week. None. I didn't even a glimpse of them. Nothing. I went down there and probably sat for maybe an hour checking out all the parking down there and everything. And I tried earlier in the morning. I tried later in the evening. And I didn't see anything.
That's just too hot for mermaids. Maybe later. Hey, Gary.
For we'll keep
folks,
looking.
Yeah, that's right. For folks that might want to get away for a weekend or a week, maybe talk a little more about fishing. How can they get a hold of you?
Hey, Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. Our Facebook page, a great way to drop us a line. Take a look at some of the pictures on there. And then always our website, thebuyerresort.com. Or just stop in if you're going to the lake or coming back, and we'll talk about fishing or whatever.
Hey, right on. We appreciate you, Gary, and we'll catch you next week.
All right, have a good one, Gary.
All right, Gary Faraci again with the